If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Chuck Norris did 5 successful suicide bombing. You know that Chuck Norris runs until the treadmill get tired?
For sure. So my wife came to say, "Darling, can I go out in this dress?" I said, "Yes, dear. It's dark outside."
Men are clouds. Once they are gone, it's a beautiful day.
You know, Chuck Norris is the only weapon that is allowed through security in the airport.
A little boy was looking at his mom at the wedding and says, "Mommy, why the girl is dressed all in white?" His mom answers, the girl called the bride and she's in her element, like she's the best day or the happiest day of her life." The boy says, "Okay. Why the boy is dressed all in black?"
Peep, Chuck Norris shot a man to death.
Yeah?
With an unloaded toy gun.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
And you know what? Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. He's back. Today is Wednesday. The time is 6 and 11 minutes. I can't believe it took us 11 minutes to walk into the studio. It's 6 and 11 minutes. And the date is now 25th July and the year is 2018. Believe it or not. The Jewish day today is the 13th of Av. So 13th of Av, by the weekend we're going to have Tu B'Av. And you know Tu B'Av, that's Tevav B'Av. I think that's 15, eh? 15 and Av in the Chodesh of Av, yeah. Is the love. It's a love day.
Love day.
Love day.
It's a love day. Day. It's like Valentine's Day. But love, just Valentine's Day.
You love everybody.
Day. Yeah, you love everybody, and you must love your wife day.
You must love your wife day, not love your neighbor day.
Normally you love your other. Yeah, but this time you have to love your wife. So if you love your wife on this Tu B'Av, you'll manage to live another year.
Well, you fast in Tet B'Av, then love.
They're basically Yom Kippur for love.
It's about that, yeah? It's about the Yom Kippur for married people? No. No, it's not.
That's your anniversary. Because you can't forget it.
You're dead. So that's Tu B'Av.
If you remember, you got another year to live.
Another year to live.
She signed for you.
In the living,
darling, do you remember what day today?
Do you remember what day today?
Yeah. I give you a hint. Tomorrow you pass.
Yeah, and she give you two 9mm bullets.
So the Jewish day today is the 13th of Av and the year 5778. My name is Roy Perez and I want to introduce my poster. So we have the fifth poster, Sasha Storm. She's outside. She'll come just now. Yeah, who do we have more? We've got from the depths of Hyde Park. He comes to us, the gentle giant. He's also our coin and ticket memorabilia expert. His name is Liam. Hey, Danella.
Good evening, everyone. Yeah, a little bit different in the heights.
Yeah, a little bit.
In between.
Is the decorated journalist? Oh, no, hold on a second. Before him, we've got 96 Andrew Drive, running a beautiful establishment called Tokesh. He's also our Swiss watch and diamond expert. His name is Liam Rimon.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back, boys. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. He's the decorated journalist, our blogger, and South African best movie critic. So hello to Peter Feldman.
Smoking.
She's the lady that gave me a hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deep end of Cash In in Hyde Park. So also, she's Cash In jewelry person. So if you need any jewelry for any occasion or whatever, you must call 011-325-7777. And her name is Irene Baba.
This is my impression of Irene.
Hello, darling.
Right. Hello, darling.
She's hiding over there.
No, this one is not. Hello, darling. We're going to kill you, darling.
When she wakes up in the morning, maybe it's.
Hello, darling.
It's getting better during the day.
Remember that? It's like a Han Yomur, darling. So, anyway. Please don't forget to like us on Facebook as Porn Stars on 101.9. You can also follow our short videos on Instagram as Roy Parrots. Please follow. You'll see how nice they are, and I promise you'll be very happy. They are very nice, a collection of our pictures, the what we're doing in the studio, and it's becoming very, very popular. So go for it, guys. Just and let me know what you think. I don't know how you're going to let me know what you think, because right now, I don't think... I think our WhatsApp line is down because it's of some sort of something. Our WhatsApp line is down. So
is the Telegram running?
So the Telegram
knows. So you can get us on Telegram, and the number will be 061-895-1019. Just download Telegram. It's an application. Put the number for Chai, 061-895-1019, and you can SMA, you can
communicate with us. Apparently, no station can connect right now to WhatsApp. They've got some sort of a problem with a colony application. Yes, all radio station. I was driving and I was listening to other radio station and say so. It's not the highest problem.
And we still have the SMS.
SMS 34519.
And it will cost you.
It will cost you $1.50. It's not a lot of money. You know what? I'll pay it back to you.
And it's got nothing to do with bricks.
I don't even know what bricks
are.
But we'll talk
have about you tried to get into that area, though? You try to get in. Would they let you in?
They have to let me in.
They have to let me in.
So how do they know who you are?
No.
Everybody who knows what. It sounds like the story from the Haggadah. A lot of bricks.
What I want the listeners to know is that really those videos are amazing. So guys, go into Facebook, check those videos, and tell us what you think about it. If you think we have to change something, please let us know. It's going to be great. And you can so like I said, like us on Facebook and Instagram and wherever we are, so we know what we're doing right, and we know we've got listeners from all over the world. Then you guys really give us, how do you say?
Good feedback.
So South African guys are a little bit more reserved.
Yeah.
Please don't be reserved. Come on, man. You're talking it, but we've got only 1 hour all week. It's not a big deal. Just come with us. Come.
Right, tonight we're also giving away some tickets.
Yes.
Are they going to contact us?
Gave them the
34519. They have to 34519, and Peter will talk about movies just now, and we give you some tickets. Usually we give 4 tickets, meaning two pairs of tickets, and we need 2 callers basically to complete that. And listen, you have to put your ears down, so you have to listen to what.
Lend your ears.
Yeah.
Lend us your ears.
Lend us your ears. Yeah. So yeah, we'll hear Eitan talking about God knows what. And we've got a lot about women today. I think women is the main thing. But before everything, before all this, I want to say something, and I want you guys to really, really listen. Lend me your ears. And I'm going to, I'm going to put the music a little bit down, and because I want you guys to listen to that. It's something it's really from the bottom of my heart. So some people say I've got no heart, but I promise you I do.
Just talk clearly to the microphone.
Okay, so let me tell you something. If Israel just allowed the Palestinian to have their own state, there would be peace in the Middle East, right? That's what you hear from ambassadors, UN ambassadors, diplomats, and most college professors. But Israel already offered the Palestinians a state of their own, and not just once, but on 5 separate occasions. You don't believe me? Let's review the record. After the break of the Ottoman Empire, following World War I, Britain took control of most of the Middle East, including the area that we call modern Israel. 17 years later, in 1936, the Arabs rebelled against the British and against their Jewish neighbor. The British formed a task force. They called it the Peel Commission. The Peel, you spell P-E-E-L Commission, to study the cause of the rebellion. The commission concluded that the reason for the violence because of two peoples, Jews and Arabs, wanted to govern the same land. The answer was to create 2 independent states, one for the Jews and one for the Arabs. Basically, a 2-state solution. The split was heavily in favor of the Arabs. The British offered them 80% of the disputed territory. The Jews only the remaining 20%. Even then, after the tiny size of the proposed state, the Jews
voted to accept this offer, but the Arabs rejected it and resumed the violence. Remember, that was rejection number one. 10 years later, 1947, the British asked the United Nations to find a new solution to the continuing tensions. Like the Peel Commission, the US decided that the best way to resolve the conflict was to divide the land. So in November 1947, the UN voted to create two states. Again, the Jews accepted the offer, and again, the Arab rejected it. This is rejection number two. Only this time, they went for all-out war. So this one, just to remind you, was rejection number two. Jordan, Egypt, Lebanon, Iraq, and Syria joined the conflict. But they failed. Israel won the war and started in the business of building a new nation. So the West Bank and East Jerusalem stayed on the side, basically what we call today an occupied territory, but wasn't occupied by Israel. It was occupied by Jordan. 20 years later, by 1967, the Arabs, led this time by Egypt, started a war with Jordan and Syria. They didn't really start the war, but they were moving to start the war. But Israel started the war and won it, but big time. Basically, it was ended in a stunning victory for Israel. Jerusalem, the West Bank, and the area known as the Gaza Strip was taken. Israeli government was split about what to do with this area. Half wanted to retain the West Bank to Jordan and Gaza to Egypt. All this in exchange for peace. The other half wanted to give it to the region's Arabs, who had begun or just begun to refer themselves as the Palestinians, in the hope that they might build their own state there. As you know, neither initiative got very far. A few months later, the Arab League met in Sudan and issued its infamous three no's. No peace with Israel, no recognition of Israel, no negotiations with Israel. Again, a two-state solution was dismissed by the Arabs. Make it rejection number three. You're writing it down, number three. In the year 2000, crazy Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, and I call him crazy because you'll understand now, met in Camp David with Yasser Arafat to conclude a new two-state plan. Barak offered, and listen to that, Yasser Arafat a Palestinian state with all of Gaza and 94% of the West Bank. I'm talking 94%, included East Jerusalem as its capital, but the Palestinian leader rejected the offer. Now, Bill Clinton said at the time that Arafat, or Yasser Arafat, was there 14 days and said no to everything. So basically, like always, the Arabs save us from ourselves. But instead of peace or negotiations, the Arabs went into a crazy suicide bombing, attacking Israelis in buses, etc., and killed over 1,700 Israelis. That was in buses, in wedding halls, and in pizza parlors. You can write it as rejection number four. In 2008, Israel tried yet again. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert went even further than Ehud Barak went. His was as crazy as the other one. Although otherwise he found himself in jail afterwards, but let's talk about this one. He wanted to give Abu Mazen, which is the doctor of a book which was published especially to say, basically got his doctorate when he said there wasn't a Holocaust. He basically explained why was never a Holocaust. Everything was planned, according to his book, between Ben-Gurion and Hitler. You must read this book to understand anti-Semitism. So Ehud Barak wanted to give the whole of Gaza and 94% of West Bank, East Jerusalem as its capital, and some extra land to sweeten the deal. So now the new Palestinian leader, as Yasser Arafat, says no. That was Mahmoud Abbas, or we call him Abu Mazen, or the nickname Abu Mazen. He said no, 2008. Now please don't forget that in 2005, in between the offer of the year 2000 with Ehud Barak and 2008 with Ehud Olmert, in 2005, Israel unilaterally left Gaza without getting anything, any peace or anything. So don't forget that. And gave the Palestinian a complete control of Gaza. So Gaza is governed by the Palestinians, same as the West Bank, even better than West Bank. There's nobody governing Gaza except their own Palestinian chosen Hamas government. Now, instead of developing this territory, and I'm talking about Gaza, the Palestinian turned Gaza into a terrorist base by number one choosing the Hamas government. And they start firing thousands of rockets towards Israel. Each time Israel has agreed to a Palestinian state, the Palestinians have rejected the offer, and always violently. So if anybody is interested in peace in the Middle East, maybe this time don't pressure Israel into making more offers. Maybe the answer is to pressure the Palestinians to finally accept the existence of Israel as a Jewish state. Now, you know what I think about why the Palestinians don't want to have any peace with Israel. Why the status quo is good for so-called Palestinians or the Palestinians, and why they want to keep the status quo. So I think the average Palestinian obviously want to live in peace and want to be happy and want to develop and want to have his schools and hospitals and have his services right. But the government, Hamas government, and the Palestinian Authority government want to take the money. So they take all the money from everybody that donates, you know, all the liberals in the Western world that donate all the big money, and some Arab countries that got interest in this conflict to continue, take the money into their own pocket. And instead of making beautiful schools and beautiful holidays and making Singapore out of Gaza, what they do is building tunnels of terror, building rockets. So my question is to you guys at home, you tell me, do you think that if tomorrow someone from Gaza will come right and say, you know what, it's enough, or enough is enough, we want to make Gaza the new Singapore, or the Middle East Singapore, do you think Israel will say no? Do you think Israel will not help them to come right? This is my question to you. I'm sure they'll say, please, build. We'll give you all the help necessary. Israel don't want Gaza to be on the backside shooting rockets. Israel don't care about Gaza making that beautiful piece of land, making it the new Singapore. Think about it, guys. If they want, they can do it. Why don't they do it? Why do they still sit and moan?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. So what's happening in the movies?
Well, I think the big one this week, opening on Friday, is Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise. Everybody's looking forward to that. I haven't seen the movie yet, believe it or not, because that studio, in their wisdom, has decided to screen it to the media tonight. So in other words, straight from the studio, I'm going to the Mall of Africa to see it in IMAX, which is really going to be something, because, you know, Tom Cruise, full action man.
So let me stop you there 1 second. Let me just remind the listeners, 34519, listen to what Peter has to say, because we're going to have a question, a quiz, before, just at the end of whatever he says.
And the telegram line.
And the telegram line is
061-895-1019.
Here you go. So that's the telegram line. And don't forget, you can both sides. You can do whatever you like. And yeah, go for it, Peter.
The studio brought together a very, very strong team. And some of the top actors in the world have all signed up to be in this movie, because it's great fun. And as you know, Tom does all his own stunts. He hurt himself, he broke his leg during one of the stunts.
That's because he was going with that other girl and your wife kicked him.
Denies it completely.
He fell off the chair. Well, they told him left, he just wasn't sure which left.
He's so short, he just fell off the chair.
Some of the people in the movie are Henry Cavill, who plays one of the villains, Rebecca Ferguson, Simon Pegg, and it's called Mission Impossible Fallout, and I'll talk about it tomorrow on your show tomorrow morning. It is a big blaster, and I must say, it's already been released overseas, so we're like third in the market.
Second hand.
Third hand even, I think.
Right.
And it's had very good reviews, I must say, on Metacritic. It's been rated in the 80s, which is unusual. This is the sixth Mission Impossible.
They
say that it's probably one of the best. It will release in 3D, including new Metros 4DX and Extreme Theatres, And I must tell you, if you go and see it in a 4DX Stream Theater, you're really going to be part of the action, because people have been there. You know, you've got to be very careful.
It must be.
Those seats really go jerk you around, I must tell you.
I love that
and then
stuff.
The other movie I saw was called Adrift. It's a true story. And it's for discerning, I'd say, non-action movie fans. It's about a couple who sail a boat from Hawaii to San Diego. And on the way, they hit a hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, which knocks the boat almost out of the water. And they can't sail anymore. And I must tell you, it's a long movie. It's tedious at times because nothing really happens. And you see her getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Charlene Woodley and British actor Sam Kaplan play the two lead characters. And as I said, it's based on a true story of a woman who was on this boat. And I don't want to give too much away, but there's some amazing scenes of the water, of the way they view the boat and the big hurricane as it comes down onto the ship. It looked like the perfect storm. Remember the perfect storm?
For sure. With
George Clooney.
Well, beautiful, this is beautiful. Similar. It'll have echoes of that. It's a longish movie, and as I said, I found it a little boring, you know, watching her trying to get her act together. It's a pity. Tom Hanks was in a movie called Castaway, remember? And he was
on
the island,
yeah.
And he had a little basketball called Wilson.
Wilson, yeah.
And wishing maybe she could have something in the cabin she could talk to relieve the boredom. And there's some aspects of the story that don't quite gel. One minute she says to the guy, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. And then 2 minutes later, she says, oh, we're going to die. So, you know, emotions are rampant.
But it's a woman. She was
it's
cooked.
A woman.
I mean, that's all right.
Yeah. She was cooked by the sun, let me tell you.
We will talk about this later.
Yeah, we will.
We'll talk about this later. My question is, name two of the actors in A Mission Impossible. I did name a whole batch. I think a lot of people are going to say Tom Cruise, but there were a couple of others I mentioned.
All right. Two. You got already one. So, 2 of them, 3, 4, 5, 1, 9, or 061?
895-1019. 061-895-1019.
1019. Guys, come on. Come. Give us some nice answers and win yourself two tickets to last week's movies.
Yeah, you got to go. It's not for any of the special cinemas. It's for their 2D and 3D cinemas. And also, you can't see the movie the week of release.
So basically, we talked last week about Mamma Mia, so they can go and watch Mamma Mia. It's from last week.
From Friday, they can go and watch Mamma Mia.
Who's going to watch Mamma Mia?
Well, a lot of people, yeah.
You must go with my wife, I must say.
All the girls.
If you like the music.
Roy, you must go.
Close your eyes.
It's shirt in it.
I don't like looking at girls.
My parents went to see the movie. They enjoyed it very much.
There are some young ones.
If you like ABBA's music.
Why do you think stuff like this about me?
Oh, no.
I don't like, I promise you.
Apologies.
Right.
Please don't like women.
No. First of all, I hate women. I love girls.
Just now you complained for us mentioning. Maybe you make your mind, you know.
What? What do you mean?
Girls or not girls?
Girls, no women. First of all,
that's
secondly,
what I said.
Yeah. First of all, secondly,
not like Eitan like girls.
Well, thank you, Roy.
It's a good
be off.
It's absolutely a pleasure. Thank you for being with us, Peter. And who are we gonna have now? So,
you're talking about soca, and I prepared soca.
So listen to this.
Listen to the boy. What?
You know, I don't know you guys, but I'm telling you that Cristiano Ronaldo went to Juventus.
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yeah, not
what
for a lot
think?
Of money also. Yeah.
No, for 100 million. Why didn't Liverpool buy him?
I don't want him.
Well, don't you want Cristiano Ronaldo?
But listen, Liel, I heard that Roy got a special...
No.
I also wrote a couple of stories.
I've got a story about Juventus. Let me tell you that story, all right? So here it goes. Here goes. But you have to lend me your ears. So there was this... Yeah, Tabo's laughing. So you must listen to that. There was this horse and a donkey. They met in a bar and they were having beers together and they were having a lot of fun and drinking whatever, and eventually they really become good friends. So the horse invited the donkey into his home and offered him a cup of coffee and whatever, and on the wall there was all those like trophies and pictures of the horse winning that race and whatever. Anyway, but they had a
beautiful morning. They enjoy themselves. You know what? The donkey said to the horse, come to my house. Come to my house tomorrow. So the horse said, yeah, for sure. So they went. He went to his house in the morning. But so before he came, the donkey didn't have nothing on the wall. So he took a picture of the zebra and hanged it on the wall. Anyway, the horse comes. He comes inside and have a coffee, a wonderful coffee, an espresso, cappuccinos, whatever, and cake and whatever. So the horse asked the donkey, what is this picture? It says, oh, that picture was when I was playing for Juventus.
So on the same, don't say it like it. On the same note, what is black and white and black and white and black and white?
Juventus shirt.
Ronaldo rolling down a hill.
Not bad.
I don't know, but that's for the end of the show.
It's already 1840. I mean, we're already in the middle of the show.
So you want more jokes?
You know what I want to do?
I have something before.
I have to do a little bit of advertising. Okay, so yeah. Let me do two ads, and we're going to go straight. Guys, just bear with us. We're going to go for a lot of jokes just now.
Lagan is coming. Luliland.
Yeah? Okay?
Luli.
All right. After that, guys. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us and listening to the ads. So, you know, let me tell you another donkey.
Another donkey?
Another donkey. So, it was this